Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyot HaMeklal Samach. And we're about to start Siman Gimel. And looking back at the Shurim, I realized that I said something incorrect, and I need to correct it. And to do that, I need to give a better explanation. I think part of the reason why this mistake came into play is because we're following the language of the Chayyotim, where the Chayyotim has an approach in the Shitas, which is not the accepted halacha. And from there, some mistakes were made. So let's clarify the point based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Point out where the Chayyotim has an approach in the Shulchan Aruch, which is not the accepted approach, what the accepted approach is, and what we do halacha l'maisa. So this might be spread out over 2 shiurim. Hopefully we'll be able to clarify all the points. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Vav Sif Hei says, okay, so a person made a bracha on peiros, and then they brought new peiros later on. Whether they are the same min or a different min, the bracha that he made in the earlier peiros covers the later peiros. The Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate whether the first peiros are still there or have been totally consumed. There's no difference according to the Shulchan Aruch. What is the case of the Shulchan Aruch? He's talking about a case that he had das to cover the subsequent foods, or he did not have das. Was it a case of stam, or was it a case of das? So what is this? So the Ramah understands the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of stam das. He had no specific intent. And the same way the Chayyotim is going to say in Siman Dalet that the bracha on bread, even though he started out with a small amount of bread, it can extend to new bread which is brought afterwards, because the nature of eating bread is to keep eating until you're satiated. So the same thing with other foods. When a person, the Ramah understands that the Shulchan Aruch is saying by other foods as well, when a person sits down to even a small amount, the nature is to continue to eat and eat and eat. You go from achila katana to achila gedolo. So if the nature is to go from achila katana to achila gedolo, the bracha he said at the beginning is assumed to extend to the new fruits which are brought, whether they're the same min or a different min. This is how the Ramah understands the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Ramah himself adds, it would be a good idea to have das, because since not all the Rishonim agree to this. So to avoid the machloikas, the person should have explicit das. But if he didn't, the Shulchan Aruch still says that the bracha works. There's no need to make a new bracha. The Magen Avraham says, no, the Shulchan Aruch does not mean a case of stam das. Stam das would not be corrected. It extends to the other foods. The Shulchan Aruch is someone in a case where he had explicit das. If he didn't have explicit das, then we differentiate between whether the food is still there or it has been consumed. That is the Magen Avraham's approach to the Shulchan Aruch. The Chayyotim follows the Magen Avraham. And that's what we saw in the Chayyotim in Siman Aleph. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, Sifkat and Chaf, points out that multiple Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham and the Chayyotim, which follows the Magen Avraham. And that he says that includes the Shach and Taz and Yeridaya. It includes the Bir Hakra, it includes the Drisha, Ayurabba, the Mamre Mordechai. They all understand the Shulchan Aruch like the Ramah, that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the bracha that you make on the food at the beginning of the meal will work for all food of the same bracha which is brought later on, whether the first food is consumed totally, whether it's the same food which is brought, whether it's a different food, it doesn't make a difference. That's how they understand the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though that is the accepted understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, it does not mean we paskin like that necessarily. So that which we say that the bracha applies to a different food with this same bracha, that's debatable. That which the bracha extends to new food, even after you've consumed the first food, is only if it's the same min, it's the same type of food. So oranges, and then more oranges. He ate 2 oranges, that's all there was on the table. They brought a 3rd orange afterwards. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's how we paskin, the bracha will work for the 3rd orange, even though the first 2 oranges are consumed. This will be true even though it's brought after they're consumed, but it's only true to oranges, not to apples. Let's say the apple is brought before you consume the oranges, then we will accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that applies to other types of food of the same bracha. So the bracha on the orange will work for the apple as long as the apple was brought before all of the oranges were eaten. Okay, now, so that is the 2 points that the Mishnah Berurah says. On that halacha that we're saying, that the bracha works even to a different min, the Chayalim is going to point out in his scenario, we're going to point out in our scenario, it only works from food to food or from drink to drink. It does not work from food to drink or from drink to food, unless a person had explicit das. The only scenario where it will work from food to food, food to drink or drink to food, is if they're both on the table at the time of the bracha. So a person had chicken on the table and a drink on the table, and he made a bracha on the chicken. So the bracha on the chicken works for the drink. The shahaka on the chicken will work for the drink and vice versa. But if it's brought afterwards, even though the chicken was still on the table, but if the drink is brought afterwards, the bracha would not work on the drink unless the person had explicit das, or we have a scenario where he's outsourcing his das to the balabayas or to the balabasta, etc. So I hope that clarifies all of the points that we need to understand, and we will see the language of the Chayyadim inside, B'ez Hashem, in the next year. I apologize again, and meanwhile, have a good day.